Hello, everybody. This is Amy.
I'm Haley,
And
and
this
this
is
is the Amy Haley
the Amy
podcast.
podcast. So we're back with another book review. This time we've read the book Verity by Colleen Hoover. And so just a quick synopsis about the book, in case you want to pick it up quickly and pause the podcast and start reading. This book is about a writer who has this opportunity to finish another author's book series. And so this book is kind of like a thriller slash romance. Very, very interesting. Not a normal book I would read. Haley, any other thoughts before we jump right into our book review for this?
No.
All right then. So from this point forward, it's gonna be all spoilers. And so let's get started.
Yes. Okay. Are we gonna start with what we rated it?
Yes.
Okay. I was undecided, but
Me
I think I
too.
know what I. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? Three,
Yeah.
two, one. Four
Five
stars.
stars.
Five stars. Dang, Amy. Okay.
I was undecided between four and five.
I
Were
was
you
undecided.
undecided between four and three?
Yeah.
I want to know your thoughts first, because I do think that with this book's like popularity, mine is probably more along the lines of it. So I want to hear like your thoughts.
Okay, so first of all, I did not rate it 5 stars just because I would not read it again. Which tends to be my limit. And so it's like, okay, the writing was good and it was like it did draw me in and want me to finish the book, and I didn't have an issue really with like wanting to not finish it and anything. And so like it I had to finish it in like the second sitting because I like the first time when I first started reading it, I got like maybe a third of the way through, you know, and I was like, oh, that was pretty good. Like, I'm excited to pick it up the next day, kind of thing. And then when I pick it up the next day, it's like as you start to read, you're like, oh, I have to finish it now. Like, there's no choice because you have to know what happens. And so, but it's just like, I like my books to like make me happy.
Oh,
You know, so that's why I'm like, that's why I was undecided between like 3 and 4. And I was also thinking about 5. I was like, I knew it wouldn't be 5 because, like, now that I know what happened, it doesn't really hold the same appeal as like wanting to read again. Like, maybe later I would, but like, it was, you know what happens now, and it's not something that you forget after like a year of reading it. So I'm like, but I thought it was good.
Do you have you read books like this before? The thriller element? Because it's like completely out of like anything. It's I don't read these kinds of books at all.
I was like, I guess not. I don't know, because it was like, it wasn't like a true, I don't know what makes it a thrill, but like I've read like mystery, which I feel like is sort of similar of like a whodunit kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think like this book lived up to the hype that it got for me. I went in like not knowing what to expect, because I do feel like Colleen Hoover book, there's a lot of like romance and spice. So kind of like kicking off the first part of the book where there's already these kinds of like elements of like dark elements, you know. In the beginning, there's like she talks about like the blood all over her shirt, right? The hit and run, or hit didn't run, just hit. And so I'm like, how is she gonna tie like any kind of like romance into this? I didn't really know where it was going. And I think that overall, the plot of it, like you said, like kept me going. I didn't want to like put it down. I wasn't ever like bored or like tried to like skim past anything. And I think that I rated it 5 because, similar to you, like my 5 books, I feel like I want to buy them, I want to keep them, I want to read them again. But after reading this, I do think that it kind of changes my, like, how I rate books, where I'm like, oh, well, I think the author did a really good job. I didn't see anything coming. It wasn't like predictable in a way where like I knew exactly what was going to happen at the end. I had a feeling that like midway through that this main character, what was her name? Loen is a character that I felt like was slowly going to like become Verity, like taking over her life. But I didn't know where I was going. And I thought that the twist, the plot twist at the end, which we will talk about, I want to know your thoughts, was just really great. It was great, great writing. And so 5 stars, I think the author did a really good job.
That's true. I was like, yeah. However, I absolutely like there. I know, especially like with Colleen Hoover, I feel like she purposely writes characters and like stories that like you don't necessarily like. And so I'm like, okay, I feel it. But like through most of, like, especially sort of the middle-ish, end-ish kind of thing. Disgusted. I was disgusted. I hate cheating and I understand. And it's like, okay, I get it because as it sort of like really starts to come together at the end, as you like pieces start to come together, you're like, okay, like right at the end. However, in the middle-ish part, I'm like disgusted. I'm like, I understand that you, his wife is like, not really there and everything, but I do not think that excuses like cheating. Like I can't, and I just hated the fact that she was trying to take over her life. I was like, oh my God, girl, like get your own. I was like, I can't. And I'm reading and I'm just like, ew, ew. It's so gross. Anyways.
It was like a roller coaster ride of like conflicting emotions, just like the entire time. I'm like, am I supposed to cheer for the main character or not? And I don't like anything that's going on. It's just like from the, I don't know, like the manuscript, the autobiography that she found. You know, like everything about that was like super chilling. And then the author who's just like trying the main character, Loen, who's like slowly falling for the husband and reading these like the what is it, like the retellings of their sex lives. It's just everything's just like it makes you feel things. And I think that's why I'm like, wow, she did like a really good job.
Yeah, but it's like coming back to like you weren't sure if you're supposed to root for the characters or not. Did you like any of the characters or not? Because I'm gonna be honest, I feel like I hated every single one of them. And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really hate Verity. Even when I'm reading what she's like writing about, I didn't necessarily hate her, but
Really?
I feel like I hated the
Wow.
other characters more.
Is it because of the cheating?
I don't know. I think, okay, my other question is that I understand like Loen was the narrator. And so I was already kind of skeptical reading into it because, like when they talk about a biased narrator or something, when like you have someone who's narrating their own story, like obviously they're going to tell stuff from their perspective. And so I was already kind of like, I don't really like her and I don't really feel like we're getting the full story or anything like that.
To answer your question, I didn't like any of the characters, which tied into like who am I cheering for? Like who, even though like I feel I don't like any of the characters. So then I'm like, what do I cheer for? What do I throughout the entire book? So yeah, I don't echo like how you started, you liked Verity. I did not like Verity at all.
I didn't say I didn't like, I just didn't hate her as much.
As the main character or any of the other characters.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, how did you feel at the end with the plot twist,
Okay,
where it
yeah.
kind of like brought together like Verity's character, which is why like I want to know.
Well, I want to ask you, do you believe the letter or do you believe the like manuscript?
Which is the huge question, right? Everyone's the question of the book. I believe the letter.
Me too,
Like, it
and I,
makes sense.
yeah, and I'm like, I don't know if it's just because I want someone to not be a total a-hole, but my other question is that I'm so conflicted because I want to believe the letter, but at the same time, like, why did she stay so long? Like, why didn't she
Yeah.
take Cruz, I think, as a kid, and leave
Yeah.
earlier?
I was wondering the same thing too.
Yeah, so I'm like, maybe she wrote it to just like cover her tracks. But I'm also like, I also kind of wanted it to be a lie because then it's really shitty that she died.
Yeah, I think, okay, so I think that in a way it kind of ties in the thought where these authors, just like authors in general, can write these like completely horrible like books where they're tying in like dark themes, and you kind of read it and you're like, how can someone write anything like this, you know? And then you kind of question, like, does it come from like a place within the author's mind? And is this the author? Are they writing about like their own lives or things that they wish for? And I guess it's just like something that like we think about where we have to like, are we able to separate the things that we write from like our actual thoughts? Or is it a reflection of like who we are? I guess that's just like an interesting thing to think about, where even Loan mentioned, she's like, either way, she said like, oh, Verity's like a bad person. If it was real, then she's a horrible, she's a murderer, right? Or what kind of mom would she be to write those kinds of things about her own kids?
No, but I'm like, also, it's awful then. Because when you first, okay, because I feel like one of the first sort of plot twists was that Jeremy had already read the manuscript right before. And so he like supposedly tried to crash the car. And so, from that sense, when he told Loewen that he didn't really feel like he loved Verity that much, you know, when we read that part, you're like, oh, okay, she's a psychopath anyways, it's fine. But then when you like further in the letter, it's like, oh, she like wasn't a psychopath. And then him saying that is like 10 times worse then. Because when you first read it, you're like, oh, okay, you know, you sort of saw it. But then you're like, wait a second. Is that just like after you read the manuscript, you felt that way, or were you feeling that way through like your whole marriage? Because then that's really sad. I was like, that is so sad. I don't know. I feel like that part really hurt me a little bit. I don't know. My other thing is that Jeremy, what did he do that was really lovable? Like, she stayed at, and I guess in their house for like 2 weeks, maybe, but like, was he that lovable? I guess she didn't really talk about it in the story, so maybe that's that, but I feel like his character wasn't one that I was like, oh my God, I love him too.
Wasn't special. In a way, he kind of was just like a dark, mysterious kind of like thing where it's attractive because you don't really know that much about him.
Yeah. I feel like he's one of those characters that's just like, you know, sometimes there are people that the large majority are like obsessed with, like someone in high school or something. It's just like a random person, but I feel like no one really knows that person. And they're just like, wow, that person's awesome. And I'm like, what do you really know about them? And they're like, I don't know, nothing really. And I'm like, wait, what? I feel like it was like that. She's like, I love Jeremy. That's the other thing. In the book, she says, Loewen says that, oh, she fell in love with Jeremy partially also because of what she feels like. What Verity wrote in her manuscript. So she said that it was like based on true life kind of thing, but how much of that was just like her storytelling and it wasn't really Jeremy at all? So then this girl fell in love with just like a fictional character,
Yeah,
which she said
that's
she didn't
true.
like when people did that. So hypocritical, maybe.
I didn't even think about that. You're right. So Verity's writing was just so good. Everyone just like believed immediately what they wrote and what she wrote. And it was just like, it just affected everyone, you know, like how Jeremy saw Verity, right? He believed what he wrote. And then how Loen saw both Verity and Jeremy as different people. So Loen sees Verity as this like villainous, like, oh, she's such a psychopath. And Jeremy's just so like attractive. Like Verity's obsessed with him. And that kind of like seeps through. Like she's like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with him too. Oh my gosh. Yeah. The power of writing. That is amazing. Yeah. And I wanted to ask you if your book, because I checked my book out from the library and it said it had an exclusive chapter. Did yours have an epilogue?
I think so. That was like 1 year later. No, wait, that was the letter at the end.
I think the epilogue was like 6 years after the letter.
No, I don't think so. Because I thought, no, 7 months later, and then it has her finding the letter is 7 months
And that's
later.
the last thing.
Yeah, so you're saying there's
Okay.
something after that?
There's an exclusive chapter, which I don't know how you feel about exclusive chapters. Like, is that just like the author just like adding stuff and it's not really like canon because it wasn't written when the author wanted it to be released? Do you want me to share it with you and let me hear your thoughts?
Are you gonna read it to me?
No, I'll just have to summarize it unless you rather read
Oh
it.
yeah, you can summarize it.
So basically, this is like after their child is born, and their child's name is Nova, kind of like a supernova, right? Starting fresh. And they moved to a different state, and they decide to go to the beach for like a nice vacation with the baby crew. And so when they get there, Jeremy has taken up like running. So he's like, oh, you guys just go hang out. I'm gonna go on a jog. And Loen's there, and then she sees Prue, who had run ahead towards the beach, someone go up and talk to Prue. She's like, oh, who's that? That's kind of weird. And she feels like starts feeling nervous. And then the lady finishes talking to Prue, comes up to her, and she goes, oh, so why is Prue with you? And she doesn't remember who the lady was, but basically the lady is the one of them from the grocery store, one of Verity's friends. And she sees the baby and she's like, oh, who's, is that your baby? And then she asks when the baby was born. And Crew says, oh, just 3 months ago. And so like the baby, like the lady like did the math in her head. And so by the time Jeremy happens to like run back, she goes like, oh, Jeremy, you didn't tell me about the baby during the funeral. And so Jeremy's, oh, it's good to see you. Okay. Dismisses her, right? But then as soon as like the lady leaves, Jeremy tells Loen that like, oh, run back to the car and like don't look back. And he says like, oh, this lady, like she's gonna tell everyone as soon as she leaves. And she's like a danger to that. So then Jeremy basically goes and drowns the other lady and then comes back and then just acts like nothing has happened. He's like, oh, we had to do this, you know? And basically Loen's just like accepting, like, I can't do anything about it. Like now I'm like in it, you know? Who's gonna be next? Like we gotta protect ourselves. Yeah, that's her life now. And Jeremy killed twice. So who's the psycho?
That makes me hate them more. But then that also just begs the question of, I get it. I get stories like this. However, I hate them. They make me feel gross. Like after. And so this is, I'm like, why? Because now I'm like, you know.
It's like a Bonnie and Clyde situation.
Yeah, but
Like,
the whole reason Loen originally comes. She originally comes, right, because he's like, oh, Verity had read your book before and she said that she liked you. And then later we find out that Verity never read the book and it was really just Jeremy read the book. So now I'm like, what if Jeremy just created this whole scenario so that he could meet Loen and like fall in love with her and then he got rid of his wife the only way he knew how? And I'm
He's
like,
like a
so
stalker and a murderer.
he's a real psychopath, basically.
Yeah.
I guess we'll come to my question now of did you predict the ending? Like, what were your thoughts as you were reading it? You knew it was like a thriller. What kind of were you thinking?
Okay. So I kind of, like I said, like earlier, like I kind of had an idea as Lowen started like reading the autobiography and stuff and she started like falling for Jeremy. I felt like, oh, she's gonna somehow kind of like take over Verity's life, but I didn't know like to what extent. And so I think that that was like as far as like my brain predicted. I'm like, the thriller is just gonna be like something's gonna happen and bam, it's just like a switch. She's just gonna live her life.
Which is
So,
true.
which is true, but I did not expect like at all the twist where it's like Verity's just like practicing her writing skills and really like honing into that like dark villain character to not only like get over her grief, but then also just continue to sell her books and be better, right? That was the reason, right? Because I
Yeah.
missed something. Okay.
Did you think that Jeremy was gonna kill her? Like, did that shock you?
Trying to think back because I feel like I read it fast because like when fast things happen, I need to read at the same pace, you know? I guess it didn't shock me. I guess like it made sense because I'm like, okay, well, what else is gonna happen to Verity? And it'd be different if like Verity ran away with Crew. Like that would make sense. Like those are like the only options given the information that we were given at the end. Like knowing that like Verity was like faking it the whole time, she either had to die or she had to run away. There's no happy ending for anyone in this book. It's just a depressing sad. There's no, well, actually, if you think about it, I guess they Jeremy and Lone kind of got their happy ending.
I was gonna say
You're
that.
right.
I was thinking the whole time, I was trying to think of what's gonna happen. The ending of her, like, of the manuscript being fake was not something that I expected at all.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I had definitely thought that Loewen had written the manuscript.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I thought Jeremy wrote, like, that thought did cross my mind. Like, oh, Jeremy is a red. You know what? Also, I thought it was a red flag, even though it was like in the autobiography, so we can't tell like what was true or not. But something that stuck out to me was like when she wrote about Jeremy, about how like intoxicating he was, and that he didn't make like big decisions unless he was like inside of her or like they were doing it. And then, like, it didn't really seem like you said that he was anything like special, you know? And so, like, reading it, I was just like, okay, there has to be something wrong with this guy, too, for her to like, for us to even pick up like little things that Verity is like writing, even though she's like in love with him and like as she expresses it. So, yes, the thought did cross my mind. You reminded me.
Well, yeah, because now I'm like, now that also makes sense.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because, you know, when she asks how they met, he tells the story based on like what's written in the manuscript. But if he wrote the manuscript, he would know what he wrote down and what she's reading.
Yeah.
And then he just tried to kill her. My other question is, why did Crew have a knife?
Okay, yeah, I actually what was the purpose
I
of
don't know.
all of Crew's like parts in the book?
Well, I think part of it was like he helped Loewen realize that Verity was faking it because he was like, oh, my mom talks to me, my mom said
Yeah.
this. And then the fact that the knife disappeared kind of thing. But like, why was the knife out in the first place? Like, I'm like, I get that she hid the knife in that little thing, but like, why did he have it? Why was it out? I don't know. Did I miss that?
He hid his drawings in there, right?
And
Was
then
that
he
where the
pulled.
knife was too?
I guess, yes.
So same hiding spot. His
No, but
drawings.
like he pulled out the knife with his drawings.
Yeah, right? Maybe because the knife is there. I don't know. Verity's just trying to kill her husband. Are you saying like why the knife? Like why bring in the knife? The
Yeah, I'm
purpose
just,
of the knife?
yeah, like why? Because he was just in his mom's room. I'm trying to remember exactly what happened, but something like Loan came in because I guess he cut himself with the knife.
Yeah, right? Yes. There
But
were
Michael,
two knife scenes.
two? Oh yeah, the second one was when
Yeah.
Loan threatened.
Ugh.
So I'm like, the first one, I'm like, I don't really understand. Just that part was in there because to help her discover the hiding spot at the end, but that was more like the video. I guess those two things helped her realize, but like, why was it out?
Oh, you know what? No. Do you remember when Crew like cut his tongue?
Yeah, with the knife.
Yeah, but then there was the other scene where like he cut his chin, right? Where he was like, "Oh, like what happened?" And then Verity's like, "No, not Verity." Loan's like, "Oh, I saw him holding a knife, like he was playing with a knife." And then she went back to get the knife, but the knife was gone.
Yeah, that's the scene I'm talking about.
But then like later at the end of the book, didn't Loan like ask Crew like, "Oh, were you on the boat? Like, did she say, hold your breath or something like that?" And
Oh,
then,
yeah.
Crew like bit down on a knife or
Yeah,
something.
or something, yeah. That's not the scene I'm talking about.
Neither of them,
No, the
or the
first
first
one.
one, the first
Yeah,
one.
that he was in the bedroom. And he like cut himself with a knife. I'm wondering why the knife was out.
I'm thinking like, what if Verity's like telling him like, "Oh, if anyone asks you about what happened,
Oh,
bite the knife."
that's what she was teaching him.
I mean, that's my only idea, like on the spot, like right now, like
I mean,
thinking
it does make sense.
the only tie-in, because the knife only appeared twice with Crew.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Then it makes Verity a very sick person too.
But wow, 5 stars. So you're recommending this book to people.
I wouldn't, okay, no. 5 stars is an asterisk because I think it's because I felt like if I rated it 4 stars, it doesn't give it like justice in that this book, I think the book was well written for what it was. Like I didn't know where it was going. There was like no predictions. Even in like kind of thriller movies that I've heard of, there's never been like a twist like this. Maybe similar, but like not in creative where it was like, oh, she was writing it because she wanted to like get into the head of a villain, you know, and she's an author. So she was so, it was so compelling. And so I thought that was like extra star points for creativity, you know, uniqueness.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like a lot of books, you can kind of tie it into like, oh, this book's really similar to another book. But I think even though it has like those elements of like thriller that you can compare it to, the fact that the plot twist where one, she is not real, like she claims it's not real, and Jeremy like had read it before, I think that that kind of like makes it like stand out enough where I'm like, it can't be just be 5 stars. It is, I mean, 4 stars. It's 5 stars, but I wouldn't recommend it and I wouldn't like read it again. It was just like, asterisk, it was good. And then let's move on.
Yeah, I mean, that is why I have a dilemma when I rate books because I agree with you. However, I feel like I hated everything about it. So how could I rate it 5 stars?
That makes sense.
And so I'm
Is
like, I
five
get
good
it, but I
enough?
think if I were like to go back, and I guess because the rating system, but I did rate it 4, you know,
Yeah.
that was my sort of like, yeah, it was well written,
Yeah.
4 stars, because otherwise, because I agree with you, I agree. Yeah, but it was funny because I was telling my dad before I got it, I was like, oh my gosh, you should read this. And then after I finished it, I was like, I lied.
Don't
Don't
read
read it
it.
because this is just.
Yeah. Wait, have you read any other Colleen Hoover books?
I have a while ago, though, so like not really the popular ones.
Okay. Because after reading this and then listening to like the audiobook of Ugly Love, so those are the only two Colleen Hoover books that I've read. It makes sense now where I've been hearing like on book talk a lot of like split like thoughts on Colleen Hoover and the types of toxic relationships that she like writes about in her books. And so I've only read two of them, but I can see that in both of them. So I definitely think that people do have a point where if it's not like the right person reading it and like younger, I don't know, teens or like young adults, they can also be like really impressionable and romanticize this kind of like romance, right? So I can kind of see.
That's true. I think like maybe now that I'm older, if I can read it with like an okay and reading it more for like the literary style than I'm reading it to read it for fun, because it is like, yes, the other Colleen Hoover book I read that I didn't like just like made me swear off her totally because I hated it so much because it was about like cheating. And it was just like the way this, I hated every little second of it. So I'm like, never again because this is awful. But so I'm like, maybe if I read that one again, would I be able to sort of see past that and be like, oh, okay, I see where she was coming from? Because yeah, with this one, maybe, you know, if I was younger when I'm reading it, I would be absolutely disgusted, which I was, but now I'm like, oh, okay, I see what she was doing and I can appreciate it.
Would you read any more Colleen Hoover books?
I think I would read it like with you. I am not doing it on my own.
No, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, unless there's like another book that's like, oh my gosh, this is like must read. I feel like a lot of people say that for like her other books, but like even for what's her most popular one? It Ends With Us. I don't have any interest in reading it. I heard like Verity was good because it was like more of that like thriller aspect, not like a typical like romance book,
Yeah, that's kind of why when we were deciding, I was like leaning more towards Verity because I was like, yeah, I think the thriller aspect of it is gonna get me through the book versus the other one. I was like, I don't know. Might be kind of hard.
So I'm glad we read it together.
No, me too. I think it's like really nice. It is a book that you can talk to other people about because everyone's going to have a different perspective on how they feel like the story happened. So,
Well, did you have any final thoughts about the book before we wrap up?
no, did you?
No, I think we covered all the points and the fact that I will have to like think really hard. Like it has to be a special person if I'm gonna recommend this book, but I probably won't like recommend it to anyone unless I don't know. Like if you're like interested in reading something that will probably like test your like values and you kind of like want to see. You gotta be a certain kind of person. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, because I am like, okay, everyone loves this book and they do recommend it. And I'm just like, why though? Because I feel like no, especially I am still shocked at the epilogue because I'm genuinely like, that makes it worse. Because ending it on the letter, I feel like is so good. I was like, damn. And then it's just over and you're just like, whoa. Like that feeling I do feel like is a recommendable feeling that I would want someone to be like, oh my God, that was so shocking. But now with that, I'm like, now that's just like, whoa.
So check out the regular one, not the special edition variety. Exclusive bonus chapter.
Now I'm like, what? Okay.
Yeah, because in a way, right? It's like you ended a book that was more open to interpretation, right? And having like that extra chapter kind of pushes the reader like a certain way. It's like, okay, this is the kind of person Jeremy is. This is
Yeah.
the kind of person that Loan is going to be.
Yeah, but I guess maybe it's like they don't live as happily ever after as you might think.
That's
But
true too.
I'm still just like, you just killed someone. You
Toxic
didn't have
relationship.
to do that. Anyways, it did leave me having many thoughts and many feelings, and I'm really glad that we got to talk to it because after I finished it, I was like, I have to read something that will make me
Happy.
feel okay. Yeah.
Yeah. In a way, it did its job then, you know? It
Yeah.
made you like feel something, and that's like what authors are like. They can just strive to do in their book.
Yes. Job done.
Good job, Colleen Hoover. You made us feel feelings.
Yeah, I mean, it does remind me. I know we talk about it. I've talked about it so much, but it gives me similar vibes of like One True Loves, of just the like, it leaves you with many emotions.
So many times I do feel like for me books are like they could have been 5 stars, but then there's like somehow tied in like cheating and infidelity and all of that, and I'm just like, for me, I don't like that. So it just makes me feel like the person was betrayed. No matter how they try to like make it like, oh, they were just drunk, so it's okay. Or like, you know, it's not. It's
Thinking that Verity was evil, are you okay with the cheat? Were you like okay with the cheating then, or how did
not.
you feel?
It made me feel like more okay with it until the ending, right? And then all of a sudden, like knowing that Verity was sane, if you were believing like that narrative, then it just made me feel disgusted with myself. I was like, oh my gosh, I was tricked like everyone else. And they like played my emotions, making me think that this was okay, you know? But that's like what Jeremy and Lowen had in their heads, where they're like, oh, well, Verity's crazy anyways. I just went along with it. I was like, yeah, oh yeah, it's totally okay. Verity's like a psycho. Yeah.
Feel like it made me feel for her just because when you're reading the manuscript and she's like obsessed with Jeremy, I was like low-key like, oh. Like, that's sad. You're just like, what? You're in shock.
I
But
did
I
not.
feel at the so in the end it was more like I was justified.
That's true. That's true.
I did not compromise my morals.
My morals were compromised.
But I do think it was like just impartial because I was like, Loan's making all this up. She's just trying to convince us that this is fine. But I was like, no, I know what you're up to, girl. You suck.
Which is the difference between me and you, right? Because I told you that when I read, I literally just read. Like I just take it in. There's no like if any thinking ahead is just like very minimal. And so maybe it's kind of like interesting to know that like these kind of like first person books, I'm like totally like whatever they give me, I'll believe it. It's the truth. Forget about bias or anything.
Which
I
then is,
totally
it's pretty cool that you were thinking like, oh, maybe Jeremy wrote the manuscript, you know?
Yeah, the farthest I got to thinking ahead.
No, but that's still like, I didn't think about that till later. I was like, maybe it was Jeremy.
So maybe as we continue like reading books together, you will be proud of my progress, and maybe I will con like start like thinking ahead more and not just reading. Maybe that's why in like high school and stuff, I didn't really like the Socratic seminars and like really in-depth like analyzing books chapter by chapter, because that would require me to like think ahead and really stop and be like, what is this main character doing, and how is that going to affect the future? Instead of just like inhaling the book and just taking it.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Because you're a good reader.
No, I was like, whenever we had to do that, I was like, why? I mean, I was with you. I'm like, why are we doing this? Because it's obvious where it's going. Like, what do you mean?
So I think it's pretty cool that like now we're doing like our book reviews, but it's like in our own space. We have control. We we read through the whole book instead of stopping chapter by chapter. I think that'd be too much. That'd be too
Yeah.
much.
Yeah, it's more like you need the whole thing at the end, and then you just write the feelings that you were feeling at the time.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening to our review on Verity. And should we do what we always do, Haley, at the end of our podcast?
Yes. First, I will say that if you have any feelings that you would like to share with us about Verity, you should drop it down below or tell us about it, and I will let you know whether we disagree or we agree.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, the book that we are reading next is
This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub. And so, if you want to catch the book and read it before we release our review, that's the book that we will be reading. So, really excited to hear everyone's thoughts and if there's a certain book that you think we should read, please also let us know. Shoot us a DM or in any of the channels that we are on down below.
Yes. Goodbye. See you later.
Bye.